It Takes a City has been formed as a community response to the rise of homelessness in Cambridge, which has become only too evident. The people you see sleeping rough on our streets every day are the visible evidence of a much larger problem of hidden homelessness. We recognise that this isn't the problem of one section of the community alone. We're all in this together. We all have a contribution to make.
Hello, I'm Jo Davis-Warner. I'm an It Takes a City volunteer. So I got involved with the digital action group of It Takes a City at the beginning of 2019, so in January. And what we were looking to do was to use digital technology to make it easier for people who need help, who are on the streets or who are homeless in Cambridge, make it easier for them to find help, and also make it easier for those who want to volunteer, who want to donate, who want to help people on the streets, make it easier for them to find a way to do that. Because what we realised was that sadly there are a lot of people in Cambridge who need support, who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless, and who do need help. But there is quite a lot of help out there, and there's also a lot of really kind of good-willed members of the community who really want to help, who want to kind of get stuck in and be part of the solution. And so street support was really about bringing all those people together. So we looked around, we formed the digital action group, and we looked around to see what kind of digital technology was out there, and we found this absolutely wonderful organisation called Street Support. And they started in Manchester a few years ago, and they're now, there's 20 odd cities across England have joined the network, and they basically were doing exactly what we were looking for. They had these two sides to the website. One was to find help, and one was to give help. And it's a really simple tool. It's informational. It's not too kind of fussy. You just go on there and you can do a postcode search, or you can search by the type of service you're looking for, and it gives you the information, the really important information you need, like opening times and whether you need a referral and contact details, all that stuff, all in one place. So you don't have to go to lots of different places to find that really crucial information. So yeah, we found this fantastic site, and then we worked a fundraiser so that we could join it. And actually, being part of the website, as well as giving us that the tool we were looking for, that kind of digital platform that makes it easy for people to give help and to find help, we've also joined this really amazing network of other cities across England, and we can learn about what they're doing to get rid of homelessness, to end homelessness in their cities, and we can share what we're doing as well in Cambridge. So it was a really great chance to join this really wonderful network of innovative cities and to kind of get Cambridge on the map, literally, and to be part of that solution of ending homelessness. So we really urge you just to get on the website streetsupport.net/Cambridge, and we also want people to, as well as using it, we want people to tell us how it could be better, tell us what's missing, tell us what we need to add on there, and there's really obvious ways of doing that on the website. So it really is a kind of community effort. It's not complete, it'll always be a kind of work in progress, but it's about the community coming together to really make it easy for everyone to help those who are homeless. I'll give you an example of the kind of thing you can do. So one way of giving help is to give to an organisation like Cambridge Street Aid, for which I'm also a volunteer. And what Street Aid does is it raises money, raises a fund, and it gives grants directly to those on the streets. So Street Aid is on there, it's on the Street Support website, and it makes it really nice and easy for you to donate and for you to volunteer and for you to kind of give your time and your money, whatever you can really, to help all the wonderful initiatives that are out there. So I do want to say a really, really big thank you, or a couple of really big thank yous, to businesses in Cambridge that have supported Street Support getting off the ground by basically giving us their money. So the Gonville Hotel were the first to chip in, and that really gave us the kind of confidence that, yeah, actually, we can do this. People believe in this, and this is not just a few people sat in a room going, this is a good idea, but actually people are willing to kind of put the money where their mouth is. So the Gonville Hotel was our first kind of donor, if that's the right word. And then we also had some funding from the City Council, who've been incredibly supportive of the initiative, and that's really obviously helps a huge amount. And also Microsoft have given us a grant just recently. So yeah, we're growing. We've been really pleased with how it's taking off so far, and we really want to keep it that kind of community effort. And yeah, everyone, check it out.
If you see someone that you think needs help, go to streetsupport.net/Cambridge, a mobile-friendly website containing comprehensive information about what you can do to help and how you can support the organisations that are here to help homeless people. It takes a city to solve a problem like this. Cambridge is our city.